cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be in a bathtub full of oatmeal with my oatmeal assistant Hank yesterday. What a great day. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled Dumbstruck in the Park. Man for woman, 35. You were sitting in the park with two girlfriends. I was by myself admiring you from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I tried walking over to you. And even got within 10 feet.
Yeah, you're the reason that women don't like to go to the park alone, sir.
But then I kind of freaked out because of nerves. Uh-oh. And I let out a very loud giggle and ran back to my safe spot to watch you.
Safe spot?
So he's creeping up on her, giggling and running away.
It creeps me out that he has his own safe spot in the park.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. Maybe because you were too beautiful, or maybe it was because I was in a playful mood. But, as you know, the same thing happened two more times over the course of 15 minutes.
Okay, at what point is this? This girl needs to leave the park.
He just keeps walking over. And like, okay, never mind.
Giggling and running away. The third one was the worst because when I giggled, I also think I passed gas very loudly.
What? Wait, and you think you don't actually know?
After that,
I don't know.
You and your friends left the area. So now I'm kicking myself because of a missed opportunity. I hope you see this and write back, and if you don't, I pray we bump into each other again in the future.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So that I can explain myself. Signed, Dumbstruck in the Park.
I don't think that there's any explanation that's going to make that better.
Not at all.
You're the reason they left, bro.
Yeah.
This next misconnection is titled, I Want to Play Ball with You. Woman for Man, 35, at the bowling alley. Me and my girlfriends went bowling last night to celebrate our friend Sharon's divorce.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Oh, my gosh.
We were the group on lane two drinking mimosas out of a red thermos.
Oh. Get it.
Gross.
How would he know you were drinking mimosas out of the red thermos thing? I don't know. Anyway, okay.
Whatever.
You were the older, but not so cradle Robbie looking gentleman in the lane next to us who kept rolling strikes and pounding Coors Lights.
Oh, man. Now that is sex right there. That is something that turns me on.
By the way, I loved your red bowling shirt with the team name on the back that said, I can't believe it's not gutter. Very clever.
That's
a pretty good name for a team.
Anyways, I wanted to get your attention by impressing you with my bowling skills, but it turns out I don't have any of those.
Especially after four mimosas.
So I went with plan B instead and accidentally, in quotes, threw my ball down the wrong lane into yours.
Whoa, that's aggressive move.
He's actually just angry
because
you ruined his score.
He's playing in a bowling league.
And he was really trying not to lose.
You looked at me with disgust. But I just giggled and said, whoopsies, sorry, must be my soft, delicate hands that lost grip on the ball.
Not working.
Turns out that was our group's third warning, so the manager kicked us out. But now you know how wild this little bowling kitty can be.
Uh-oh.
Meow from Helen. Like, that's their thing to try to get dudes at the bowling alley, just toss their balls into their other person's lane.
Oh, God.
And I have a feeling it's not the first time they've been kicked out of the bowling alley before.
This next misconnection is titled, In the Air, Way Up There, Man for Man, 28, Delta Airlines.
Oh.
You were the hot Latino daddy working the red-eye flight on Saturday night. I was the weary traveler with the Seacrest haircut sitting in 17C.
Seacrest haircut.
But that's an image. You know what he's talking about there.
You caught my eye during the seatbelt demonstration by using your teeth to tighten the belt strap. Oh, my.
Hello. That is a move.
Also, I don't know how you made your butt look good in those god-awful flight attendant uniforms, but somehow you did it. Bravo. I will say, they're not very flattering on butts.
Not at all.
Especially the men's. The men's are even worse.
Normally, I hate aisle seats, but this time I didn't care one bit because it meant your tush would brush my hand every time you needed to move the drink cart.
Oh,
does anyone else see him just putting his hand out in the middle of the aisle every time he walks by?
Whoopsies.
At one point, we did speak a little. I told you that I wanted a wet cherry Coke, and you immediately replied back, is that all? With a tiny wink.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So maybe there is a thing that's happening here.
I knew the sexy little game you were playing, so I replied back, well, that's all I want from the drink menu.
Hey, it's eating up on this flight.
Good. I could learn so much about flirting from this Craigslist misconnection.
And it says, and I gave you a tiny micro grin. So take that, mister.
Tiny micro grin?
You take that grin, you put it in your pocket, and you pull it out and look at it later because I just grinned you down. I do appreciate the extra ice you put in my cup. I needed it to cool off after our flirty exchange.
He's got all the lines.
Dude, I do feel like like he took a piece of ice out and just like rubbed it all over his chest.
The rest of the flight, I rang the attendant button like 8 times.
Oh, no.
Okay, now you're getting a little obnoxious.
But the old bag flight attendant with the rat's nest for a hairdo kept coming over to help me instead of you. Sad face. Hopefully, you found the little mystery gift that I put in the barf bag under my seat cushion.
What?
I don't think anyone's
it was
looking.
Meant for you.
No.
XOXOXO James.
No one's okay. Opening a barf bag
no,
and thinking,
yeah.
Ooh.
Assuming you did not get
well,
that little present.
In here.
And if you are opening a barf bag, then you've got problems.
Yeah.
Big problems.